Yo-Yo Ma was in town, well, you know, not just for the concert at Kirstenbosch. She did lots of other very interesting stuff as well. And there's some wonderful reports about that other interesting stuff that he did. One of them was to attend a performance on a deck in Simonstown, where local musicians and conservationists played a sea anthem, and they played it on a whole range of instruments, in inverted commas, that are fashioned from found objects under the sea. Craig Foster is involved, award-winning filmmaker and avid naturalist, co-founder of Sea Change. Craig, hello.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
I just love the story. I read about it on Daily Maverick, and I just thought, ah, oh, why didn't I get an invitation? It just sounds like the coolest event imaginable.
It was amazing, extraordinary experience, especially to have Yo-Yo Ma there and Zulani and these incredible musicians. It was a special occasion.
Now, unfortunately, either a recording wasn't made or one hasn't been mixed enough to make it available to us. But we do have apparently a little bit of sound of three of the instruments which formed part of the orchestra. I haven't had time to discuss this with my technical controller, George, but maybe just play one, and then, Craig, you can tell us what it is, and then play another one, and let's work through the three like that. George, play the first one. It's obviously some form of percussive instrument.
That's actually an underwater instrument, John. It's a whale's ear bone from a humpback whale that I found years ago. And it makes no sound above water. And we just took it underwater. We dived into this cave and struck it. And the sound is incredibly deep and goes straight through the body like a second heartbeat. It was such a surprise. So we're going to incorporate that into the song. We're still mixing the song. That's okay. Why I can't share it with you now. But it has been recorded, and quite a lot of work to mix it.
So that sound is not made when you hit. I mean, how big is a whale's humpback whale's eardrum?
About the size of a little bit bigger than your fist. Your fist.
Okay. And if you hit it above water, it makes literally no sound, or
hardly anything. Hardly anything. But that it holds a little bit of air underwater, and it has this incredible deep resonance. You can't. We're actually going to now get special hydrophones to do high level recordings of it. Johnny Blundell from Root Spring is organizing that. It's just the most incredible sound underwater, but above water, almost nothing.
Okay, George, the next one. What's that, Craig?
So that's a giant limpet. It's the biggest limpet species in the world, Tabularis. And that's an instrument that we're playing on the surface of the water and striking it with a rubber mallet. And then you can lift the shell up to catch a little bit of air. And if you let the air out, the pitch changes. And we've got this extraordinary percussionist, Ronan Skillen. They fly him all over the world to play percussion. And he got so excited when he heard these sounds. He'd never heard anything like this in his life. So he came to help us with this.
And then the third sound? That's so cool. I mean, it's almost conventional, but there's an aura of strangeness about it.
Yes. It's hard for me to hear on this line, but I think that's the abalone drum that Ronan is playing on the surface, and my son Tom is holding that and rocking it, and he's playing it with his fingers that are used to. They're very hard fingers, and he's playing that, and I think in the background we might have heard some of the what they call the octopus drum, which is actually kelp, eight kelp stipes, that you have to, when the big storms come in, and they wash the kelp up on the beach, and then he mounts those and cuts them and gets them all in the right pitch and plays those, the tops of the kelp, and this extraordinary sound comes out the bottom of those stipes.
You've also got Pedri Espy Sanchez, who's, you know, hung around the musical scene for many, many years now and created some wonderful stuff. He plays the kelp flute, which is kind of like a more sonorous vuvuzela, I suppose.
Yes, Pedro's incredible with that and has played it for years. That's the dried kelp. So the octopus drum is the wet, very wet, fresh kelp, and then Pedro's playing the dried kelp flute, which he's a master at.
And what did you play then? I mean, give us some sense of the sonic landscape that you put in front of Yo-Yo Ma.
It was fascinating to see his face, because we started with the big alicrical shell, the turbo. My son has figured out a way of putting water in there and turning it, and these extraordinary bubbles come out of this thing. And Yo-Yo Ma was just amazing. He'd never seen anything like it. And then Ronan started with this incredible octopus drum. And then we had Madusini, the great bow player, traditional African bow player, playing on a bow. We had vocals by Zolani Mahola, you know, the famous singer. And then all these incredible, we had a shark egg. The sharks lay little eggs, and they wash up on the beach after the sharks have hatched, and we made this incredible rattle out of those. So it was all these instruments from the kelp forest itself, and created this sort of undersea anthem, this anthem to this extraordinary ecosystem.
Did he take out his cello and sort of improvise along with you?
The idea is that He doesn't do improvisation. He only does pieces that he knows. So he wanted to listen to us, and he did that. And then he did four pieces from Bach in response to us. And the idea is that we're going to write a piece for him that then fits into the Sea Forest Anthem. So that's in process, and obviously very exciting to have his mastery mixed in with our piece. I think it will actually pull it all together. So we're busy now organizing all of that.
How wonderful that a person of his extraordinary stature in world music is prepared to get involved with something like this. And Craig, unfortunately, I don't have time for you to answer that question. But, yeah, so it ended up being more of a statement than a question. Craig Foster, please, when it is mixed, when the Anthem for the Sea is mixed, really do want to play it. Sounds like such an extraordinary project. Craig is an award-winning filmmaker, avid naturalist, co-founder of Sea Change.